or as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you upfront, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
This Saturday and Sunday, get a Sealy Posturepedic Queen set for just $398 and 0% APR for 5 years. Saturday and Sunday only at Mattress Firm.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Anyone? Anyone? The Great Depression. Passed the. Anyone? Anyone? The tariff bill. The Hawley-Smoot Tariff Act, which. Anyone? Raised or lowered? Raised tariffs in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work? Anyone? Anyone know the effects? It did not work, and the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression. Today, we have a similar debate over this. Anyone know what this is, class? Anyone? Anyone?
Sounds like me.
Anyone seen this before? The Laffer Curve. Anyone know what this says? It says that at this point on the revenue curve, you will get exactly the same amount of revenue as at this point. This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone?
Yeah, that was me in class.
Ever the kid with the drool, that was me. I think there was a guy sleeping on
the desk. Ever have the teacher say, and what do you think the solution to that would be, Ian? And you go, what?
I had no idea what he was just saying for the last.
We're zoned out.
Solution for what?
I need my headphones up just a hair. Hair like a rat. There you go. Just an RCH. Thank you, Dan, for laughing. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't know what's happened here, but this week, We need some scandal or something to break out here. This is just, it's hot, it's humid, there's no real news to talk about. We're not going to talk about Iraq and what we should do. It's kind of a dull lull here.
We have some big doings on 55 right now, Highway 55.
Dan, tell us more.
Between 270 and Butler Hill, there's a 3-alarm tractor-trailer fire. They have both sides of the highway shut down, completely shut down there. If you're coming like out of Arnold, they're sending people on 141, and I guess you have to head down Lemay Ferry to get back up to 270 or something like that.
Now,
but
you see,
it's a mess.
I explain to people how we work this show. I walked in here and I said to Peon, I said, "Why? Anything going on? Is this dull?" No. Dan said, "No," and then Dan shares this with me. Watch how we masterfully take that and spin it into a topic for a show.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, here's the topic. We're not going to talk about 55 and that particular incident, but here's the question that just popped into my mind. What's the worst thing you've ever seen on the road? The worst thing you've witnessed yourself on the road? Car on fire, people in it screaming, body on the middle of the road decapitated, the worst. I think it's a pretty good question. I haven't had to witness anything that you can't get out of your head. It was so horrible. I've told you before about I call him a friend. I haven't seen him forever and ever and ever. But when I bought a Harley Davidson Heritage about 93, there was a guy at the time, and we had done a little business together, and I didn't know him well, but he said, I think I'll go with you. and take a look at a bike. He said, I haven't had a bike for 18 years. My last ride was 18 years ago. I said, wow. What stopped you from riding? Did you get hurt? He said, no. And then he told me the story. And I'm going to tell you something. It didn't happen to me, and I still can't get it out of my head. I've told you guys this before. And he did go with me, by the way, and purchase. We bought bikes together and rode them back from Mount Vernon, Illinois, when we picked them up brand new together. And this is the guy that I remember had the bikes had cassette players in them and headphones built in the helmets. Pretty slick, sophisticated at the time. And you know, on his cassette, he had an endless loop of Achy Breaky Heart with Billy Ray Cyrus over and over the entire trip. Now, Mount Vernon is a good, from West County, a couple hours. She's talking about a total of 4 hours on the road with just list Achy Breaky Heart over and over. I said, what the heck?
Why? Did he just like the song?
He loved it. And he just said, I love it. And that's what he listened to. But wait till you hear why he quit riding. He said the thing that happened to him when it happened, he wasn't even on a motorcycle. He was in a car. But he came up on a motorcycle accident. And he was first on the scene. And this was before cell phones. So, you know, somebody had to go get to a phone or get somebody to get to a phone. And he said the first highway patrolman that arrived on the scene asked him if he would help him just clear a couple of things off the road that they didn't want people to start pulling up and see it. And he said he saw the guy's helmet. He went over to pick it up, and the guy's head was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Took his head off. He said the head was in the helmet. He said, I've never ridden a motorcycle for 18 years since that happened. And I said, well, you know what?
I can't blame him.
I can kind of see that. But he got a new one, and he got right back on it. You know what they say? Get back on the horse, in this case, the motorcycle. That'd be tough to take. There was a kid that I actually sort of knew and sort of went to school with over in the Belleville area who topped a hill on, I'm going to say, 159 that goes from Belleville, Fairview Heights on up into Collinsville. And it was night or dusk. And as he came over a hill, just boom, there was no time to avoid it. There was an older man, he was in his upper 70s, walking, not off on the shoulder like he should have been. He was actually out in the lane. I guess he didn't realize that he had just kind of drifted over. This kid hit him in the back and hit him with such force that, I'm not making this up, by the way, this happened, that it snapped the pedestrian's head off the old man, and it came through his windshield and landed on the seat next to him.
Oh.
And they said, the people that I knew who knew him, who visited him, by the way, in a mental institution, which is where he ended up, that he had told them he could not get out of his mind the sight of looking over next to him and the guy was looking up at him. The head was looking at him.
Oh,
like, why did you hit me? Now, how do you get over that?
I don't know that you can.
And he had to be,
holy cow,
put into a mental place. That drove him crazy. Now, one other thing before we get started here, because this bothers me. I got an email. I should have brought it in, but I don't want to embarrass this lady. I got an email from a woman, and I could tell it bothered, and it bothers me. She said that yesterday I used the word rape and said that something made me feel like I'd been raped. And she's a rape victim, and she says it's not to be thrown around lightly. I didn't know such thing. The only thing I can think of was somebody called here about a cheer. Remember that cheer? Pillage, raping. Remember
that? Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't say I felt like I'd been raped. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah, no, that's what it was, the cheer, the guy that called in.
But this is another case of somebody tuning in and not getting the whole story. And I feel bad about it, but I wrote her back and I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. The only thing I can think of is we repeated a cheer because I wanted to make sure I heard it right. And wasn't it something like, kill them, rape them, stomp them, done?
Yeah. Yeah, it's something about babies.
Oh, my goodness. Remember. Yes, there was something about babies. Eat baby. It was disgusting. But the guy said it actually was, many, many years ago, an acceptable cheer. And nobody made a big deal out of it. So to that lady, I owe her at least coming on here asking anybody to help me, and if I said it, I'll certainly apologize to her. I don't think I have ever said, yeah, I felt like I'd been raped. Nah, I don't think so.
No.
I think she heard a little bit of something and not the whole thing. We have a couple of calls, and I don't know why. I'd like to take them because this is the true test of whether or not we have any business doing a radio show when nothing's going on, and we're going to, for the next 2.5 hours, make it seem like a lot of stuff is going on. That's masterful, no matter what anybody says. We'll take some calls. We'll do some Burke segment before you know it. Boom. It'll be time to hit the road for all of us. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Look at these phones. Let's go to Bob. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. How are you?
I am doing fantastic today. I just came back from Ballast Dental Care. Got signed off with another clean bill of health. My teeth are as slick as ice because I got that polishing thing done, so I'm in a pretty good mood now.
You are talking to a hockey player for life, so I have a lot of dental work that's been done. I'm a professional dental patient.
I think most hockey players, if they're any good, are.
This is not too much shot, but it's a great life.
What can we do for you, Bob?
Well, this is evidence of having nothing to talk about, so we talk about it. And it's interesting that you brought that up as far as the topic goes. There was one week in my life that I saw 3 accidents, and they were all fatal.
Oh, my goodness, in the same week?
And yes, in St. Louis, one on Highway 55, a crossover where a body flew out of a car.
Oh, my goodness.
Laying in the middle of the highway with beer cans spread out all over the place. That was horrible. But the worst that I saw, though, was I was traveling, coming back from school on Vernon Fair Drive about 10:30 at night, and a young kid, teens, was driving the other way, a little bit wet on the pavement, going quick, and going around one of those slight curves too quick, his car spun out, went to the other side of the road in front of me, about, I guess, 200 yards, and wrapped around a small tree. When you see a little bitty tree, it can't do much damage. It can do damage. And his car was wrapped around it. There were 2 drivers, myself and another person, that stopped our cars, ran over, tried to help them. And somebody had, I don't know if it was days of cell phone, I don't remember, but somebody had contacted the authorities, and we couldn't get the door open, couldn't get in, and the fire department showed up. They tried to, jaws of life broke through the window to get to them, and I'll never forget the most ominous feeling when one of the emergency techs was reaching and trying to help him out, just got out and said, take your time, he's gone.
Wow.
It was so odd. It was real close to my home. But when I got home, my wife was all worried and bothered because she heard all these sirens going off and I wasn't home yet. She thought it was me involved in it. So thankfully it wasn't me, but sadly it was somebody who was.
Wow, what was the third one?
The third one, it was an awful accident over, again, it involved those real quick curves on Wabash near 44, and you're going on them, it's almost like a racetrack. And somebody was going too quick, and they were about 300 yards in front of me and slammed into a pole, and that was the end of them. So that was all within 1 week, and I hope never have another week like that in my life.
Well, here's what I think. I think you got all your horrible eyewitnessing done in 1 week for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I hope so.
You've seen more than most people ever have to look at.
You do not ever want me to see you drive.
Yeah, I see you looking at me driving, I'm stopping. Bob, thank you for the call.
Good day, Frank.
Thanks for listening. Man.
Wow.
That's a lot to take in 1 week. How do you sleep? Terry, how are you?
How are you doing, Frank? AM and PM.
Thank you, Terry.
And also, yes, I work for a guy. He drove for Yellow Freight Trucking Company. He was driving down two lanes each way. And this guy was driving on a flat tire. And the split rims... The rim came off, went through over to his side, went through the windshield.
Oh.
And yeah, a lot of stitches. He had dump truck I used to drive. And when he did, he got racked up in his head really bad from a split rim tire. And some of them do still run them.
Man, you know, every once in a while when I'm just driving, I'm thinking, you know, everything's okay. I do think about that. I think any second something could come across the center lane, somebody, wheel. It could, boom, your life changes, just like that.
I can't stand driving next to
you. Believe me, anything can happen any time, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Split berms are dangerous. I used to work for a leasing company. I won't mention a name or whatever. But we used to make sure we had locked in, put inside like 4 or 5 tubes a steel cage when we aired it up to make sure it wouldn't take your face off.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, be careful.
You never know what happens, buddy.
All right. Be careful. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you all.
Yeah. It's true. The woman at First Community Credit Union, Joe, we had her on the air where that huge hook came to the windshield and ripped half her face off. Beautiful day. Everything is just perfectly normal, and in that second, I saw her yesterday. She has gone through so many surgeries, and for those of you who didn't hear her, what a great interview we had with her. She's a receptionist at the main office of First Community Credit Union. A toe hook, a big iron toe hook, flew off of something, they still don't know what, and came through the windshield of her car, and the hook itself took half her face off. She lost an eye. I cannot believe that she lived because of the amount of blood that she said was in that car. And somebody who happened to come along and knew what they were doing was able to keep her alive till they got just that kind of thing. I mean, you life is weird. It is. It's just weird. And then the other thing I probably shouldn't, but I. It's like if I think about it long enough, maybe I'll figure it out, is why horrible things happen to really decent people and then scumbags skate through and just seem to just continue to thrive and do well when all they do is lie and cheat people and they're scum and they seem to have some sort of an enchanted life. Go figure. I do think down the road somewhere at some point, this life or another, everybody gets what they deserve, the good, the bad. I believe that. I hope I'm right about that. This is Lou. Hello, Lou.
How you doing, Frank?
Great. How are you?
Good, sir. I was back in, I think it was on 88 or something, I was going on 55, and I was about as weird as Barracks when Jimmy Michaels got blown up in front of me.
I remember that.
I didn't know what it was when it happened, and I went to the left lane and went around it, but I saw pieces of body laying on the road.
No.
And when I got home, and I saw her dividend, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Now, you didn't have any idea at the time it was a car bomb, that it was a gang mafia thing.
No. The car just blew to pieces, though, and I'm like, my goodness. you have no idea. You think, well, my God, what made his car blow up right in the middle of the highway? And I thought about it. After I heard about it, I'm thinking, the guy that pushed a little trigger that made him go could have been right next to me.
No, that's what I was about to say. You could have been within feet of the killer.
Yeah.
And not known it. I say this all the time. I think every day, every one of us in the course of a day is within 50 feet of somebody who's really dangerous. They killed somebody. They're about to kill somebody. And you don't have any idea. They're out there.
That's for sure.
Lou, thank you.
All right, buddy, thank you.
You see what we've done? The masterful. See, we took nothing. A little incident on the 55. Look at these calls. Everybody has a story, and it's true. Somebody asked me today. I was at the dentist today, and they said something like, well, you have so many stories. I don't have any stories. I said, you have all the same stories. Everybody, you can't live without things happening to you. Everybody. Goofy relatives, things you saw, things you were involved in. We all have it. Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Kansas City transplant, 8 years.
Oh, man.
In the PM.
Glad to have you here. Hallelujah. You know what? I like Kansas City. It's a beautiful place. More fountains per capita than any city in the United States. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's a good place to live, but I like the highway system around the St. Louis area a little bit
better. Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I get confused in Kansas City. What can we do for you?
Speaking of highways, I ride a bike all the time, a Harley.
Yeah.
And the road rubber, they don't outlaw those retreads. If I had a friend of mine that in nighttime got that road rubber wrapped up in his front wheel on his motorcycle and it tossed him and he's not doing too good. But, that road rubber is just, I don't understand it.
Ben, I dodged three of them last night on the way home. Big chunks of rubber, that retread rubber.
Well, yeah, you can get caught up in the front wheel of a car easy.
No, I'm with you. Anybody who who has that happen and puts that on and it comes loose should be convicted of some kind of crime. I think they ought to outlaw retreading these tires because it's obvious that the thing that doesn't hold.
Really?
Especially, yeah. I think, especially, it's either real cold weather or real hot weather. I guess the hotter it would be worse. It's rubber glued on over the top of a tire.
That's why I'm afraid to drive by those
40,000 pound truck trailers. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and some of these chunks of rubber, like they're 20 pounds. I mean, they're big pieces of rubber. I'm with you. I hate that crap.
Not to change the subject, but I was kind of disappointed in that whole Fargo thing. I stayed with it the whole time, but you know what insults me is, and I didn't do any research, but what's insulting to me is that they said this is all true life story, but I just cannot believe that that many people got killed in that short time. And things went down the way they did.
Well, you do know, though, that that is not a true story.
I thought they were advertising it was a true story.
It is, and that's what bothers me. It says in the beginning, this is a true story. No, 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 you can read any article, they'll tell you the whole thing is fiction. What I don't understand is how they get away with that, because now how are we supposed to know if we watch a story based on actual events? How are we supposed to know they're not screwing with us, too? I don't know how that's right to put on the screen. These events actually happened when, no, in fact, they did not happen.
Yeah, like the grocery store guy. He just happened to run out of gas, and it just happened to be $1 million in the snowbank, and he just happened to find it. I mean,
you know what, though? I got to tell you something. I enjoyed it. I liked it. About the third, fourth episode started to lose me because it got real slow. But anything, you put Billy Bob Thornton in anything, and I probably am going. Did you ever see Astronaut Farmer?
No, I haven't.
Go get a copy, Redbox or Netflix or whatever. Astronaut Farmer, Billy Bob Thornton. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, they're going to bring you back Sons of Anarchy. I can hardly wait for that.
Oh, man, another good one. Ben, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Like-minded people calling here. I can take a break, I know.
Yes.
Is he on? He's on.
Yes.
If you keep him holding too long, no, I don't
want to tell probably already too late.
I don't want to tell you what happened.
Already too late.
I've heard stories about what he's capable of. Hello, John.
Yeah, I'm still here. That's all right, you know. I mean, hey, there's nothing going on here. I mean, it was just a little Chevrolet dealership in Florence, Missouri. That's okay. I got plenty of time.
John, here's the order.
I'd stay on hold for I can't tell you how long.
John, here's the order of importance in terms of.
Well, I think I know the order of importance.
No, no. Listeners come first, advertisers come second, and management comes in 10th. I don't even know what's between. I don't even know what's third, fourth, fifth, but management's about 10th. Listeners first, advertisers second, because without listeners, advertisers have no business.
Well, I got that.
Okay.
Well, you know, maybe though, if you get, you know, your young sidekick over there, Dan Strauss, and very liberal with the young, you know, maybe, you know, he can call me when it's like time to maybe come on the air. But that's okay. Hey, listen. Hey, the last
thing. Yeah, I think he's mad at you.
Yeah,
scathing.
That hurt me. That hurt.
So, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Came here directly from my dentist, Ballast Dental Care, Dr. Watanabe. Got another clean bill of health. Got my teeth polished. You know that feeling? You rake your tongue across and it feels like ice.
Better.
Mm.
You go. I go every 6 months.
About 8 months now. They scolded me because I'm about 2 months late. But yeah, a couple times a year.
Oh, you got to. I love it, Julia.
And I was Mary told me a joke, but she told me another version of a joke I already know. I think I'm going to tell it today, but I'm telling my version of it.
Oh, okay.
Great joke. You'll like it.
Well, you should. You know, I mean, you get great versions of stories. Great versions. So, it's hot.
It is. Warm.
But it's summertime in St. Louis, so it's what we expected. And here we are. These are the best days of the month of June to come out and see us here in beautiful Florence, Missouri. At Jenny Lawn of Chevrolet, we've got some unbelievable deals on Chevy cars and trucks. And I never thought I'd say this, but we're starting, unbelievably, to run out of some 2014 Silverados. We tried to order some more, which we did, but we're already getting 2015 Silverados in off the transport. So been a good day today. We've had about 5 transports. I think we've received about 38-plus vehicles off the transports, which... You know, we need, because we're selling. Your listeners are coming out in great numbers. So I can't thank you enough, Frank.
No, you're welcome.
You're worth being put on hold, really.
Worth the price of the invoice. He didn't answer that. Hey, there's that duck clap.
Yeah.
Oh, come
can
on.
You, can you play him
alone,
back?
Will you?
Can you play him back his laugh? Really... Can you play it? There it is.
Yeah.
That's you laughing. Hey, I have a question for you. Are you a turkey hunter?
Yes.
All right. There was yesterday outside my house, there was a giant turkey. You can't, and I wouldn't anyway because I'm not a turkey, but can you kill and eat a turkey in hot weather? I guess if you're really hungry.
Well, there's a season. There's a spring.
I know, but let's say you're starving and you're in the woods and you're trying to survive, and it's 90 degrees and there's a turkey. If you killed it and then cleaned it and cooked it real fast, it wouldn't kill you. Would it? Maybe okay.
Man, is it going to kill you?
Because I've heard there are seasons for certain animals like rabbits.
You cannot shoot, a turkey right now. It's out of season.
No, I'm not talking
just
about
the law. But
I'm not talking about
not
the legality.
Health-wise, I don't think. I don't think there's any.
You're not talking about staying within the law.
No, but I'm here.
Well, that's great for us to
John,
check out there.
John, you're missing the whole point. Because there is some animal, I don't know if it's a rabbit or something, but somebody told me years ago that if you would kill it and eat it out of season, like in hot weather, there's some horrible disease.
There's some sort of parasite or something in there.
Bacteria that'll get you.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that was the case with turkey.
That sounds like maybe a question for Dr. Doug.
It might be.
Not for me. I mean, I'm the car guy. What would I know about disease?
But you know about hunting. Or do you rabbit hunt? You ever rabbit hunt?
Not a long time ago, but yeah.
That's cold weather hunting. That's the only thing I don't like about that. That's cold.
You don't like cold weather, do you?
I hate cold weather. You know the best hunting I ever did?
Strong word, hate.
No, it's not a strong word.
Strong word, yes,
no,
it is.
For people, it is.
You very easily say, I don't like cold weather.
No, I don't hate people, but it's okay to hate things. Now, I hunted a very few times in my life, but one of the
most... No, you don't hate people.
One of the most enjoyable things I ever did was went over to Rend Lake, to the shooting complex. We had a guide and a couple of great bird dogs, and we went chucker and pheasant hunting. And I'm going to tell you, it was so much fun. It was about 50 degrees, and that is an incredible thing to watch, the way those dogs can flush those birds out.
It is. Sometimes, I mean, really watching the dog work is more fun than the actual hunt itself. You know, I mean, there's nothing like good bird dog. Good bird dogs are just unbelievable. And I'm lucky. I got a heck of a good bird dog. He's a duck and goose dog, but he's unbelievable.
You're going to be very sad when Blackwater Jack the Wonder Dog passes away.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, we won't.
I mean, that's very macabre. He's here today. You know, they say, I think it's today, bring your dog to work day.
What a stupid idea.
Well, I bring mine to work every day, so you're calling me stupid?
No, John, to have a day designated, but not all...
I bring my dog to work every day, so what does that make me really stupid?
John, you're too sensitive. Oh, you're the boss. You
can do
whatever you want.
I mean, I can
John,
read between the lines.
John, hold on. Okay. I think take your kid to work
day. I've already been on hold. What's another few seconds?
Kid to work day is stupid. If you want to take your boy or daughter to work, take them to work whenever you want to and whenever it's convenient for them and you and your employer. Having a stated take your pet to work day is insane. Take it anytime you want if it's okay to do that. I just think it's ridiculous to have a day like that. It doesn't go over very well with some people at some workplaces. You know, your dog apparently isn't a problem. He doesn't walk around pooping in the showroom and stuff. It's fine.
No, he's a very good dog.
But encouraging people who, one, don't have workplaces conducive to that, or two, don't have dogs that belong in the workplace, I think is stupid.
Who comes up with these days?
I don't know.
Who comes up with, bring your dog, bring your kid, for example, here at Landau Chevrolet, you have you celebrate the administrative executives, right?
It used to be Secretary's Day.
Maybe we don't say it anymore.
Day. Let's take it back and make it Secretary's Day again.
Why I love the tremendously talented staff, the administrative staff here at Johnny Landau.
Why is that?
Because about 4 or 5 years ago, they're like, we've done a lot of lunches, and they're really fun, but it's hard for all of us to be gone at lunch. And what about happy hour? So that's what we do now. We do a Thursday afternoon after work happy hour.
You know what today is?
They seem to really enjoy that more.
What is today?
Today is Garfield the Cat Day.
Yes!
Oh, now how, who votes on that? That's and, a great, I mean, Garfield the Cat's Fit.
And it is classic. Sauntering Day today.
Oh, sauntering?
Hey, what?
Sauntering Day. It's a day to take it easy, relax, go for a stroll.
Sauntering.
Enjoy some valuable you know
what,
me time.
You know what my dentist's office does? They were doing it today when I got there. I had a 1 o'clock appointment every day, I think noon to one. They all go in a really nice conference room, and they eat really well. They'll have food brought in from a restaurant, or they'll have pizzas or salads. I think it's just a great idea. Everybody shuts down and just has fun, tells jokes, relaxes, don't talk about business. I worked at an ad agency years ago. And
you think so at the dentist's office? You think after they eat lunch, do they all brush and floss?
You bet they do.
Huh?
You bet they do, and they
you
don't.
You notice have... what, you know, the days before you go to your dentist, you're like flossing every day.
Oh, I flossed like crazy the last week.
Oh, yeah, like they can't tell that you just started flossing 2 or 3 days ago.
Thank you. I've done this for years.
I mean, your gums are probably all red and swollen. Like, ah, well, good thing you got those things.
I start about right 3 weeks before I know I'm going and get them all kind of toned up and tough and in shape. And then I go there and they'll say, well, you've been flossing. I go, yeah, I sure have. I just don't say for 2 weeks.
How do you handle it when you know you got a friend or someone that you know you're going to be maybe in close quarters with or, you know, an event or something, and they come over and they shake your hand, they say hello, and all of a sudden they hit you with, I mean, some bad breath. I mean, almost to where your eyes start to blink and they start to water, and like you're trying to maybe get away a little bit, you're turning your head, but, you know, they turn with you. What do you mean? Don't you just want to, like, say something?
Yeah, but you can't because there's a level of friendship you have to have reached before you can do that. You just can't do it. I've done it once in my life, and it was a guy I knew pretty well, and he had perpetual bad breath. His breath, you needed a gas mask to be in front of this guy. And when we're in the car one day, and I said, hey, man, I had some mints. I said, hey, you want a mint? He goes, no, thanks. And I said, no, really, you want a mint? And he said, no, thanks. And I said, no, take a mint. And he said, and then he got it, and he said, do I have bad breath? I said, every day, all day. And he said, wow, nobody ever told me. I said, it's horrible.
You didn't have to go that far. I mean,
yes,
really
I did.
The line, but it's
no, I
horrible.
Did. And guess what?
So are you guys still friends now?
No, he's in prison. No, seriously, he's in prison. I'm not kidding. He's in prison.
Oh, but well, you wouldn't kid me.
His nope. breath could knock a buzzard off a SH wagon.
You know, my dad used
to
say...
I mean, it's just like, you know, sometimes it's like when you like catch whiffs of it, it's like, oh, my goodness, let me get upwind or something. This is just, you know, and then, you know, sometimes body odor. I mean, like, you know, with gum, I mean, people with bad breath, you can like maybe slip a packet of gum like on their desk or in their car or maybe just in their hand. You know, telling somebody who is your friend.
It's hard to do. You got to be, it's really hard. You got to really, really be a good, good friend to do that.
Yeah.
I think I would tell you, if I were in the car with you and you had really bad breath, I think I'd tell you, John.
Let me help you with something. I don't think I'm leaving the house because, you know, I've got, Mimi Lonoff has a very sensitive nose for my, you know, when I had a little bad breath. And it's like, she makes this face that looks... He looks like, woo, what was that? It's your breath. I'm like, okay, well, give me a piece of gum. Let me get to work and try to get this thing taken care of. But
well, that's a solid marriage. When you have a good, solid marriage, you tell each other when things don't smell good. I tell my wife all the time that her gas that she has is unbearable.
You know, he tells me that your feet smell a lot.
My feet actually do not stink.
No, you
know what I put in my shoes?
Sweat.
I got, you know, I got my shoes.
You tell all of us.
I do sweat. I'm a heavy sweater. You know what I have in my shoes?
You tell me your feet don't sweat.
No, you know what I have in my shoes right now? Johnson's baby powder in my shoes.
Yeah, they wear off. I mean, that Johnson's baby powder has a shelf life of just a few hours.
No, my feet don't stink. I'm telling you. I'm very conscious of that. I'm very aware of that. No, they don't.
How can you be aware? You take your shoes off, you walk away.
I smell my shoes.
Hey, some people really, their feet don't smell, but there are some people, they take their shoes off.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like, whoa. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Mama.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's just.
But some people.
My dad sweated a lot. He worked in the yard. I never in my life smelled BO on my dad. There's something about him where he just never smelled bad. And it was just interesting to me. And then other people, gas mask.
Well, the worst thing, you've got tennis shoes and they get wet. You know, they get wet and they dry. You know, they get mildew. And then, you know, you're sitting, no matter if you're wearing socks or not, but all of a sudden it's like, you know, burn those tennis shoes. I mean, they just, our sons, when they used to work back in the shop a lot, I'd say, man, just put those outside. And then it would rain. They're like, oh, my tennis shoes got wet. I'm like, no, they just got washed because it rained on them for a few hours.
Hey, what's that smell?
Yeah, what's that smell? But
I think sometimes my wife does this. I think it's one of those things they use to avoid sex, like the headache. She'll say to me every once in a while, if I sort of act like I'm kind of interested in something, she'll go, whew, do something about your breath. And that just takes the whole mood away. Right there.
I have gas.
How do you know that you don't have bad breath? I mean, well, how do you check your own breath? You put your cup of your hand,
yes.
and blow in.
Yeah, you do.
There's
a way to do that.
Oh, sure there is.
Wow, we don't have any time to sell cars. I'm sorry.
Well, I think we've sold quite a few cars today. And
good.
Quite a few of the AM and the PM crowd are here. We love them. They're the best.
They are the best.
We have a lot of great, great, great customers, but we love the AM and the PM crowd. And we'll be open as late as you want to keep us here tonight. 6, 6:30, 7, 7:30, 8. As long as you're interested in having fun buying a new car, new truck, or a pre-owned vehicle, we'll stay here. Big weekend this weekend. So all night today till 6:30, 7, 7:30, and then tomorrow late, and all day Saturday. So 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. And, of course, online at lawndop.com. Every new car, every new truck, every pre-owned vehicle is priced online. You can email us at lawndop.com, and we'll get right back with you. You can almost do the entire process online. So we appreciate your listeners. Frank, we appreciate you, and Pion and Dan, of course. We appreciate you all.
So. You guys were an afterthought.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
How can you say you weren't an afterthought?
They were.
Yeah. I had to catch my breath, okay? I just did a lot of talking.
Yeah
you did. You
that
did
was just being on hold for like
22 minutes worth of talking.
Yeah.
I'm keeping track of all 15. That. That'll never happen again.
Not.
All right. Hey, everyone. Drive safe out there, and thanks again.
All right. Go sell our listeners some cars.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
All right, John. Bye-bye. Let's break, what do you say, and come back. And then next hour, it's all yours. Now, this is supposed to be talent show day, but we have the feeling we've run out of talent because the first 3, 4, 5 weeks, phones were just on fire with people with talent. And that's okay. Maybe we've already gone through the cream of the crop. That's all right. But if you have some and you want to keep it going, next hour would be the hour to do it, or whatever you want. Anything goes next hour. I need to talk. Why don't I just do this, and then we'll take a break. You want to do that? Because as I'm just back from Dallas Dental Care, I was just there. And got there early, so they were still in that noon to one lunch thing they go through. I know this is sexist and probably not something you should do, but they have some really attractive women. You know how if you watch Fox News, you flip over there and you go, whoa, what is this? Mm-hmm. Former lingerie models who are now attorneys, former models who are now attorneys. You go to Ballast Dental Care, what an attractive bunch of women, and they're smart, and they're really good at what they do. Now, there's one there named Mary Riley, and years ago, you know how they in the West they'd stake a claim? This is my land. She sort of staked a claim on me, and I think she's made it pretty clear to those other girls.
This is my man.
This is my man. Keep your hands off. So when I go, Mary's the one who checks. Mary's the one who does the cleaning and the flossing and the polishing, and then the doc comes in and looks everything over, makes sure it's okay. I'm telling you, I look forward to going to Ballast Dental Care. And I don't get any different treatment there than anybody else gets. I see the way they deal with their patients there, and it's the same way they're going to deal with you. You're going to find it in almost unbelievable. It's like, well, this is just the first time they do this to get you hooked, and then it's every time. You will never again dread going to the dentist. So get in there. Make an appointment. Don't put this stuff off any longer. Ballast Dental Care there at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And the website is ballastdentalcare.com.
Well, this 55 thing is really causing lots of problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on traffic.
Yeah, you know, if you and I were talking off the air, Ned, I'd say South County drivers, and I'd use the F word, but I'd have to say you're all hosed right
now.
It is totally messed up. And what we've got, and here's what I see now. If northbound 55 is completely shut down, from Richardson Road all the way up through Highway 270. You've got it shut down. Now, they have reopened southbound 55. Now, here's what they have. Southbound 55 drivers that are coming south from downtown, you're open up until 141. Then you have to get off at 141. But they are not allowing southbound 270 drivers to get off at southbound to Highway 55. So you've got a backup on southbound 55 now from about Revis Barracks up through Highway 270. Southbound 270, you're jammed up now from, it looks like, Marshall Road all the way up to Highway 55, and then they're forcing people to either take 255 or you have to get off at Forder Road onto Lime Ferry. Southbound Lime Ferry, you are jammed up solid, and so is Tesson Ferry. Telegraph is jammed up from about the Jefferson Barracks or Sappington Barracks all the way down through Arnold just about. Now, we do have another accident. It's on northbound 55 near Route 4 in Illinois, and that involves an overturned tractor-trailer, so long delays there. Northbound 55 drivers are slowing now from Imperial, Maine up through Richardson Road where they have to get off. And we're looking at westbound 40 drivers just starting to get heavy now from Highway Hampton out through McCausland. And this traffic report is brought to you by Purolator. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the USA. And they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world.
Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration. The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none.
When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with a purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 7/15/2014.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. For a limited time, the security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-900-1895. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes, and we'll even give you four additional sensors absolutely free. Call Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized dealer, at 1-800-900-1895. That's 1-800-900-1895.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
Have you been thinking about creating your dream kitchen, bath, or addition? Call Home Solutions today and have their design team guide you towards an affordable solution to give you what you have been dreaming about for years. Take advantage of free granite or onyx while supplies last with new cabinetry for your kitchen or bath remodel. They feature a large selection of the most popular colors and styles of granite countertops while supplies last. Your new kitchen or bath will be designed to the last detail using their state-of-the-art 3D imagery so you can see everything before you order anything. Home Solutions design team is very professional and they offer free designs and free estimates. Being fully accredited with the Better Business Bureau means you can trust your project with Home Solutions. Call Home Solutions today for your free design and estimate at 314-821-4949 or click homesolutionsstl.com or visit their design center on Manchester Road in De Pere, just 1/2 mile east of 270. Call today and ask how you can get free countertops for your kitchen or bath. 314-821-4949.
There's nothing like walking into your house and having a place for everything. Having your house organized. Well, the best place to start is at St. Louis Closet Company, because St. Louis Closet Company will not only organize your house, they'll organize your life. St. Louis Closet Company, 100% locally owned and 100% locally operated by Jennifer Williams and her family. It's been going for years. 100% custom manufactured closets here in St. Louis by a local company. St. Louis Closet Company will customize your kids' closets, your pantry, your laundry rooms, even Murphy beds. You want to save space? Murphy beds is a great way to add an extra bed into the home. To find out more, stlouisclosetco.com. That's stlouisclosetco.com. Remember, you want to support local businesses? St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated. 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, from Tanac to Ferguson, Lima to Ladue, town and country and more. Warson Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Wherever you live, from Olivet to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live. Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
The world is very different since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew GEICO was a smart deal.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Obama says he is insistent on one thing. America.